This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We did it. We made it to a Wednesday. It's hour one. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. A few things to talk about. Gang's here, including Fritzy, the least valuable, least improved Danette from 2023.
How about that?
And off to a great start for 2024. You may go back to back. Seton O'Connor was the most valuable Danette, and Marvin, the most improved. And once again, Paulie happy that he didn't get any awards.
Open mantle.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done so. This first hour brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. Easy-to-use tire decision guide. I used it a couple of days ago when my daughter's had a flat tire. Called, got a hold of TireRack.com. All of a sudden, send me tires overnight. Next day, I go in. I'm a hero. Yes, Todd.
And you don't have to tread lightly with them. They're
Thank
very
you,
nice. The whole PR department.
All right. 2 minutes and 9 seconds in, and now you're dominating. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Seton has a lot of duties here on this program. One of those is to come up with a poll question or two every day. Seton, do you have said poll question?
I'm more curating poll questions these days. I have a few of my own. Paul sends them in, which is always helpful. Usually like a Thursday T-O-double-D situation.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
I was going to go with this. Or at least one of the many options we can run through in this segment.
Okay.
If you like. Would you rather David Tepper pay $300,000 or randomly have a drink thrown in his face?
I would rather he got a drink thrown in his face by whatever Jacksonville fans were there when he threw the drink on them. David Tepper got fined $300,000. He is on video at an away game for him, and he threw a drink in the direction of some fans who probably were taunting him a little bit during the game. So $300,000. NFL whiffed on this one in a big way. Don't let him go to the game. I mean, that punishes a billionaire more. You can't go to the game. You put them in timeout. $300,000? Yes, it is a lot of money. Not to a guy who's worth $20 billion.
Timeout is great.
It is.
Because it's like, it's the perfect thing for a petulant child.
Yes. That's what they should do. The commissioner should have said, hey, you know, I know, I work for the owners. You do work for the other owners, and that's what you're doing. You have to set an example here. This was embarrassing. You know, this guy's been an embarrassment since he got into the league. He blows through coaches and quarterbacks and other sports, too. He doesn't just, you know, fire people in the NFL. Don't let him go to the game. Make him sit out. Now, you know, if you're David Tepper, given what you've been seeing on the field, you might go, God, thank God I don't have to go to this game. I would have him sit down this game coming up And I would probably have him sit down the first month of the season, next season. Take that away from him. Not, you know, $300,000. I don't think that's going to hurt him. I mean, to the, you know, the regular person, I understand that amount of money. To him, I don't know if he understands everything that, I mean, he can write a check for anything. It's accessibility that he wants. He wants to be there. He's the owner. Hey, look at me. Final game of the regular season. You know, let's knock Tampa out of the playoffs. Who's with me? And then he says, now, did a great job, whoever the PR person is with David Tepper. Nice job. Didn't sneak by us. Didn't get this one by the goalie. Give me the first, I don't know, 5-7 words here, Paulie.
Sure. This is from a statement from David Tepper. I am deeply passionate about this team and regret my behavior on
Sunday.
Okay,
right there. So because he cares so much, he's somehow validating throwing a drink on somebody? Or that's why it happened?
My love for the team is to blame, not me.
Yes. Okay.
Next one, the second line of the statement. Not an apology statement. I should have let NFL Stadium security handle any issues that arose.
Okay, so now it's on them, not you. Like, maybe I was in danger. And security should have stepped in. So he's already blamed two different groups here.
And then he finishes with, I respect the NFL's code of conduct and accept the league's discipline for my behavior.
Okay. There was never an apology in his apology. When you say, I regret my behavior, that's not an apology. Yes, Todd?
What would be the amount where he would say, although it was a bit excessive, I understand the fine.
A billion dollars. It doesn't matter to him. Money doesn't matter to him. Being a billionaire who owns an NFL team, that matters to him. That's why he's doing this. You got to sit him down. Don't let him go to the game. That'll punish him because that is the NFL's timeout. David, go to your room. No dinner. Timeout. Yes, Eden.
I don't know exactly at what point in wealth your life changes to where life is just like all yes men around you.
Yeah.
Right? It's probably somewhere around $100 million, I think. If you have that, there really isn't a lot of people telling you no anymore.
Okay.
Right? And I'm guessing he hit that $100 million threshold a hell of a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right? So he probably hasn't had anybody say no to him in a very, very, very long time. And this is the product of that.
I think it's a great point.
And this he's... Right now, I'm guaranteeing you there are dozens of people around him being like, but the fans were yelling at you. What are you supposed to do? Not defend yourself? What? Dude, this is ridiculous, David. Well, I think the league did this wrong. You know, this is the product of everything, this whole world around you being cultivated towards everything that you want.
But everybody's a billionaire in the NFL, and they're, you know, these owners who know how to handle this success or lack of success, and they don't throw drinks on people. He's new to this, but you're right. He's probably been told for a long, long time. You're right, David. You go, David. You're the best, David.
You could do this better, David.
Yes. You could be the best owner, David. Yes, Paul.
I think the other thing with billionaires, there's lots of billionaires in America. I mean, like, it's probably thousands of billionaires. But a lot of them aren't famous to the average household. And when you buy a team, NFL, NBA, baseball, you buy the thing that money cannot always buy is fame and notoriety and being the man or the person. And, you know, Mark Cuban, I'd never heard of that guy till the day he bought the Mavericks. Then he became famous. David Tepper didn't know one thing about him, but he bought relevancy. He bought fame that he would been wanting his whole life. And here it is.
Well, that's why Daniel Snyder was kicking and screaming going out the door. He didn't want to give up the team. You know, he wants to be the owner, win a Super Bowl. Hey, I got a yacht in south of France, and I've got billions of dollars. And you know what else I got? I got a football team. That's what matters to these guys. Because there's only 32 of them out there, and they don't come up for sale very often. All right, what other poll questions do you have there, Seton? By the way, the NFL didn't have a good day yesterday, in my opinion. First of all, they should have cracked down harder on David Tepper. Second of all, the NFL actually had this to say. The NFL said to all the teams, they sent them a video on how to remind linemen how to report that they're eligible. So now they're putting the blame on the linemen instead of the official or officials who made the wrong call. So you're saying it's the Lions' fault, NFL? A lion's share of the blame there, Todd. So when you send out a reminder video, did the Lions do something wrong? Was there deception? You can make that argument. But should that referee have known who or asked to clarify? This is what happens. When you go and you say, hey, I'm tackle eligible, you have to rub your jersey in front of the official and you try to do it verbally. I don't know how loud it is down there. Then the official announces to the crowd, 70 is eligible. Goes to the defense and says, 70 is eligible. That's how silly this is. The official made a mistake and thought 68 instead of 70 or 70 instead of... made a mistake. That's all. And all you have to do is say, I made a mistake. Do you realize how big that playoff or that game could be come playoff time for these two teams? And it came down to why. You were rushing, you made a mistake, and this is where you have to have total transparency on making sure you get these calls right. Especially with the amount of money that would be bet on a Cowboys game. I mean, the Cowboys are a 2 seed right now because of that game. The official, if the Cowboys go to the NFC title game, if they go to the Super Bowl, we'll come back to that. Yeah, Paulie.
How about this? What if you remove the rule that you have to report to the ref? If you want to go up to the line of scrimmage and the tackle on the left side is the last guy in the line and he's an eligible receiver by the formation, it's up to the defense to diagnose that in the moment. Why have all this rigmarole and announcements and take away the element of surprise? You can do your formation the way you want.
Well,
whoever's on the left side, whoever's the end is the end.
Yeah.
And just because he's named number 77, let the defense
figure it out. It does take away the element of surprise. You know, that's where I'm always surprised when a defense is surprised when they go, I didn't know Mike Vrabel was going out for a pass.
Imagine MLB had, the rule around the hidden ball trick is you have to announce to the other team that you're considering the hidden ball trick.
Yeah, it is silly when you think there's certain rules where you go, okay, you tell me, you rub your stomach, and then I go, okay, you're eligible. Okay, then I get on the loudspeaker, and then I tell the defense, and then you're still surprised, and you allowed it to happen. Yes, Eden.
Why can't everybody just catch the ball?
Yes.
Let's go all the way back to the beginning. Why is that guy not allowed to catch the ball? Why is that guy too far down the field? Lineman too far down the field. That's bad. Why can't he run further down the field?
Hey, when we play in the backyard, everybody's eligible.
Yeah, no, you get a yard and a half here. That's it. Or whatever the hell that dumb rule is.
And then get back to 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi.
Oh, no, you can't catch the ball. Sorry. For some reason, you're not allowed? Why?
Yeah. You were the center.
What the hell? Why not?
Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
Two completions is a first down. Come on. Backyard football.
It'd be so much better if we ran things. Think about it. Us five? Yeah.
Yeah.
Two completions is a first down. That's a
that
great
rule.
That is
good.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. That was the best.
Nick Bosa, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. Yeah.
You jumped it too soon.
Come on.
Or you say Mississippi too slow? Come on. One Mississippi.
We're off and rolling.
Didn't we have all-time quarterbacks when you played football? Remember there's a person who played quarterback for both teams?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because they were good.
That was me. I'd be quarterback for both teams.
One kid who could throw.
Yeah. Yeah, I could throw. Yes, Don.
Especially when that ninth person shows up, and just when you're going to have a 4-on-4 now, how do we figure this out? It's an odd number. I guess someone has to be official quarterback.
It is an honor to be the official quarterback of both teams. Yeah, it is. But you can't tackle the quarterback, you know. If I needed to wear like a red or pink jersey just so they wouldn't hit me. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, quarterbacks, not real football players.
No, we're not.
No, why are you doing football stuff? Why would you hit Will Levis? Why would you run into him? Crazy.
Yes, Todd.
Did you play 5 Mississippi like scramble or dead, where scramble you can keep scrambling around, or once you hit 5 Mississippi, the play is over and it's the next down? We played like both of those. There were different versions of that.
No, we just did. You couldn't go after the quarterback until 3 Mississippi, but after that, we didn't have too many rules.
I was curious.
Okay, thank you, Tim. I guess you did do that.
You did. Sometimes it would be scrambled, sometimes it would be dead, plays over, you didn't throw it by the end of 5 Mississippi or something.
Oh, okay. So you'd have to be three Mississippi and then start your count again for one Mississippi to get up to five Mississippi?
We would just yell, like, whoever's the giver that doesn't go out guarding somebody would hand it to the quarterback, and you do the Mississippis, and then five Mississippi, dead. I mean, you didn't get it. Basically, you were sacked, or it's incomplete because you didn't throw it at that time. Or you can scramble around and try to get him with two hands, and that would be a sack.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
There you go.
All right. Did you guys play tackle or two-hand touch?
That was touch. We've played tackle before, too, with those plastic helmets that you get at the sporting goods store that are supposed to just be on a shelf and not to be...
Oh, you wore those?
I did wear one of those. I had a Bronco one with an old Rick Upchurch jersey, and we're banging heads, and we didn't know what we were doing, but those had no padding.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, there was no material in there. That had no business being like on the
football
field.
No, you shouldn't. You know, they say for display only.
Yeah, you just take that sticker off, and you put that thing on and go out in the grass with your friends.
And those things, when you get hit, and it's just plastic rattling around your head. Yes, Marv.
You only play two-hand touch when you're on the street. And you go, car!
Yeah.
Everybody move. But if there's a large field of grass, always tackle.
Nothing was better than being out on the road, and then you would practice those sideline passes with your brother, and then you have to get both toes down. that's what we would do. It'd be like, car!
Go to the back bumper and cut left. I'll hit you right there.
And then we would just do down and outs, and then you try to get both feet in bounds. Yeah, Paul.
The Nerf football was such a great invention for kids because it saved so many broken car windows, broken fingers. For little kids, that Nerf football is very helpful.
Yes, Todd.
And then it would fall in a puddle, and now it's a gigantic sponge that weighs 15 pounds more.
All righty. I don't know what we've accomplished, but we're 16 minutes in. So
let's go.
Yeah. How is Morale today? Don?
I think it's great, actually.
Okay. Marvin, how about you?
After this convo?
Yeah.
It's through the roof.
All right. Paulie, you good?
Crushing it.
Seton, how about you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Operator standing by. Tyler, take your phone calls. Settle on our poll question. A little bit later on, we'll check in on the Carolina Panthers. Also, Ryan Leaf from the NFL Network will stop by. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
All right, we'll get some phone calls coming up. You know, we were talking during the commercial break about the Lions-Cowboys game.
Is that the same song?
I don't know.
No, there's a song that goes, it's electric, boogie, woogie, woogie. I know that's like a phrase from a song, but I don't think that's the electric slide.
And the lyrics later on in that song are, I'll teach you the electric slide.
Yeah,
it's the same song.
It's absolutely the same dance and song. She didn't do it originally.
Oh, she did.
A guy named Bunny Whaler did it in 76.
Bunny she made it more, E. Whaler.
Yes.
Stat of the day. Brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards, Dan Patrick Show. We're just talking about how silly it is that, you know, the NFL football sports is about deception. You don't tell, you know, the opposition what, you know, it's not where the offense walks the line of scrimmage and goes, all right, who's blitzing? I am. Okay, 50s blitz. I mean, it's about deception. Everything that we do on offense or defense is about deception. Oh, wait a minute. Press coverage. Oh, they're going to bring the house here. You know, they're going to go deep. It's about deception. Why not allow deception? If you go to the line of scrimmage, then as a defense, I should go, let me look at the formation. Wow, that looks a little strange. Oh, okay. He must be eligible. But the fact you have to go to the referee and go, you got to rub your jersey and say, I'm eligible. And then he gets on his microphone over the loudspeaker. Number 70 is eligible. And then goes to the defense and says, number 70 is eligible. Right? Everybody knows now. And the ref screwed it up. The Cowboys screwed it up. The Lions pay the price. Yes, Todd.
I think Seton has it. What if the right guard just kind of did a quick out pattern on 3rd and 2 and you pick up the first down? You don't have to talk to the ref. Just whoever's on the line, anyone that's wearing your team's jersey, you can throw the ball to them. Why would that cause chaos and problems?
If I'm looking and I go, okay, where is the tight end or wide receiver on this side? Oh, there's a center, guard, and a tackle.
Got to worry about everybody.
Yes.
Anyone can catch it.
Yes.
So it's too bad. Figure it out.
Yeah. It's about deception. Yes, Seton.
I love that the same crew that did that game last weekend are doing Steelers Ravens this weekend.
Yeah.
Not important for one team, but very important for the other.
I think they got demoted. I think they lost a playoff game, that crew did. Because they also missed the pass interference call against the Chiefs at Lambeau the previous week.
Was that the same Cowboys Lions games? Was there I ran into the kicker in that game too that was missed?
There was a tripping.
There was a punt.
No, that was in the Alabama game.
Was that a different game?
Yeah, they missed that call against Michigan.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yes. Yeah, Paulie.
If you get demoted as a referee crew in the NFL, there should be a more public punishment. Like, you have to wear the real tight jersey, striped shirt the next week, even if you're not jacked. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's got to be skin tight, a medium.
I think they're embarrassed enough that now everybody knows they've been demoted and they're not going to be in the postseason. I don't know how that works, though. The last thing I want is an all-star cast in the playoffs. You want people who work together, egos, that you're able to rely on each other. Hey, I may have missed that. Hey, I'll help you with that. Because you go back to the Saints and the Rams, and that was part of the problem. I do think because you had an all-star crew that they didn't want – somebody didn't want to be overruled or somebody didn't want to be told that they may have missed a call. And that, of course, was a horrible – horrible situation for the NFL. Yes, Tom.
What about a scarlet letter? Instead of black and white stripes, maybe they got to wear red and white stripes. Oh, that's the crew that screws everything up. And then you know who you're dealing with. That's some public shame. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Throw some flags at them randomly.
Okay.
Although we are living in the age of advanced statistics, it could be very easy to be like, this is how many calls this guy blows per game.
Hmm. Ooh, do percentages?
Yeah, just make it more public, though.
Like a batting average.
They show up there, and every time the dude, because they throw so many damn flags every game, and here's Bill Rickman again coming up with the,
now at referee.
Holding this. This guy calls more holding. Just put the stats right underneath them while he's doing the announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Rickman.
Bill Rickman.
Bill Rickman.
Oh, God, Rickman's doing it again. He always.
Bill Rickman, very shaky on calls, loves to throw flags. There's always laundry on the field when Bill Rickman is doing a game.
I'm always getting stuck with this guy.
all right. It was an interesting night with no football there. I did watch some NBA. My Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Celtics. Now, I keep saying, usually after Christmas, that's when we've had a large enough sample size, where you go, okay, I think I got this team figured out. OKC played a little over 30 games. They have won 8 of their last 9. So over that span, my Thunder have defeated Denver twice and beat the Timberwolves and the Celtics. And they ended the Clippers' 9-game winning streak. Feels like a pretty good sample size there with OKC. But you have to find them. Most of these teams, Celtics you can find, Sixers you can find, Lakers you can find, Denver. You know, they're some of these teams easy to find because they find you. You have to go out of your way to find OKC. And even when you do, you're like, okay, all right, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Now, I'm not saying he's must-see TV, but I am saying that he is a legitimate MVP candidate, that he doesn't get style points. And that, I think, is factored in with our viewing patterns with the NBA. Like, a lot of times you'll watch and you go, all right. Like, okay, is that guy doing something that I couldn't do or feel like I could do? Like, I watch Steph Curry and I go, that's just not fair, you know? There's certain players you watch and you go, boy, they're worth tuning in to watch. You know, Victor Wembanyama, I'm tuning in to watch him. There's certain players where you go, okay, I have a real curiosity. But if you said, hey, even the Joker when I'm watching, sometimes it's like, He's so effective. But, you know, there's water torture. It's not a guillotine. There's certain players that it was a guillotine. You know, Tim Duncan was, you know, water torture. Just drip, 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 drip. And then you look up and he's got 35, 13, and 8. The Joker's like that. There's certain players where you go, God, I didn't know he had that many. Or he's got that many? You know, Dame, I still love watching. Greek Freak, Luka. But there's certain players that you go, okay, hey, good player. But you don't go, hey, did you see the highlight with, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? You know, Chet Holmgren is more likely to make the highlight reel. Yeah, Paulie.
Your Thunder, is it fair to say they don't have a star player, players who's gotten the public's attention yet? Like Shai Gilgeous, he's not a household name.
No.
He's an NBA fan.
But he was first team all NBA.
I've got the list here of most and least televised games for the national TV for this season.
Okay.
They're in the bottom third, Oklahoma City. They have 13 nationally televised games.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Timberwolves, who are pretty good this year, they've only got 10 nationally televised games.
Yeah.
The New York Knicks have 25. There's some teams that have under 5. Like Charlotte has 4. Orlando Magic have 5. Washington has 4. Toronto has 3 national TV games this whole year. Who do you think are the top 3?
Lakers.
Yep.
That was Lakers.
They've got 40 national televised games.
And the Lakers.
Phoenix is, I think, 2nd with 37.
Are they? Yikes.
Boston has 35. Yeah. Golden State has 41.
So Golden State has more nationally televised games.
They have the most.
They have one more than the Lakers?
Correct.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, Steph Curry.
Based on history.
And they're not even a good team this year. Yeah. See, that's the NFL, you can see every game, and it's easier to consume it, where if you want to watch Tampa Bay, you can. Even though they might not be exciting or a big market, but you can find them and watch them. With some of these other teams in the NBA, you know, it's so top heavy of what they keep showing you. And it's almost you have to do a deep dive and go, okay, who's good? Like, what rookies are good? Hey, has anybody thought about, you know, the rookies who came into this draft and how they're doing? Anybody watch the Rockets? Pretty good team now. Interesting team. Detroit is bad. We know that. But there's certain, there are just certain teams where you go, eh. Orlando, you know, I like watching the Wagners because, you know, I do love music. You know, the Wagners.
Oh.
Yes. Mozart, Wagner, Beethoven. Yes, yes, Eaton.
The Spurs being 5-28 is pretty surprising.
You would think that one guy like that could make a bigger difference in Victor Wembanyama.
Right. In the NBA, one guy can make a huge difference.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising. 5-28? That's pretty surprising.
Okay, we got to get Victor Wembanyama a point guard. That's where I'd start. Get Avery Johnson to come out of retirement. I watch, and Victor Wembanyama can never get in the right place at the right time. There's somebody doesn't put him in the right place at the right time. It's just when you see him kind of run up and down the floor, it's, you know, the giraffe taking his first steps.
Right.
But, man, that giraffe's going to get going, and then he's not going to stop. Yes, Paulie.
Last year, the San Antonio Spurs had 5 national TV games. Because of Wembanyama, they have 19 this year.
Yeah.
That puts them right in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, OKC is playing good basketball. Joel Embiid, a triple-double in there. I didn't realize this. I'm sure I should have known this. This team has the most alley-oops this season. Which team in the NBA has the most alley-oops? Seton.
The Nuggets?
No. How about you, Marvin?
The Timberwolves?
Nope. Paulie?
The Magic.
Nope. Todd?
The Pacers.
Nope. The Spurs. Spurs. Woo!
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
That's a pretty damning stat for the alley-oop, then.
Yeah.
Doesn't win you games, huh?
Well, you got one guy, and that's the easiest way to get the ball to him, and that's throw it up there and let him go up there, get it on his own. Paul in Iowa. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, guys. Glad you're back. Happy holidays. I have a pie-in-the-face offer, if anyone's interested.
Okay.
Yes, well, on Monday, we all saw Brian Ferentz's magnum opus as an offensive coordinator. It was glorious. And we know that that was his last game as the Iowa offensive coordinator. And you might want to check. There's only been one other place that he's coached besides Iowa, the place that he was working when his dad called him to come to Iowa City. My pie-to-the-face offer is that Brian Ferentz is coaching this fall under Bill Belichick wherever he goes. Do I have any takers?
Well, I know that the Kirk Ferentz is friendly with Bill Belichick. So somebody may have read something or know something here. So it sounds like a setup, Paul, and I'm not going to go for it.
Yeah, that's a deep cut, though, where offensive coordinator from Iowa's going.
Yeah, yeah. So I would say that Kirk Ferentz's relationship with Bill Belichick is what you're really getting at. Is that right, Paul?
Well, he was the tight ends coach there when they set some records. You know, it might not just be his dad. Bill might just like Brian.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Paul. It's a deep cut there, but we're going to move past that pie to the face opportunity. Yes, Don.
Do you think DraftKings has early odds on that particular category?
I don't know if they do as a prop bet. I don't know. Dave in Idaho. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. First time, long time. 6'1", 280. Anyways, I got a success story to share with you guys. I'm a Crappensburg State alumni. And after I left school, I started the #2 carpet cleaning enterprise in the state of Ohio. You might have heard of us, the Cleveland Steamers.
Yes, I have, David. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Crappensburg State.
Nailed it.
The gift that keeps on giving. Although, I think we have another Crappensburg State-related gift for you. At least we're working on that coming up this month. I should check with Seton before we make an official announcement here.
Yeah, we do.
Don't we? That.
I don't know. Do we? No idea what you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay. All right. Research and development, you know, I had the R&D team on that.
It could be one of like five different things, none of which I'm aware are happening this month.
All righty. Let me see. Jeffrey in L.A. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Average.
6 feet, 260. I would like to nominate the Gramblin's women's basketball team for the Joe Flacco D-Bag Award of 2024.
Okay.
Disgusting. That was absolutely disgusting what they did. They should be fined. That was a disgusting display, a 100-point win.
I didn't come in going, what was the Grambling State women's score? But let me check on that, Paulie.
Yeah, I was watching a little bit of that last night. Grambling State Tigers women's college basketball team, they're 5-5. They're 5-0 at home. They hosted the College of Biblical Studies Ambassadors, and they beat them 159-18.
Okay.
And some people are thinking, this is awesome, it's great. It's like a record for women's college basketball, 159 points. And other people are mad that they played a team that, you know, they chose to be there. They weren't forced to go to play at Grambling, I think. I think the College of Biblical Studies Ambassadors, the CBSA, as I call them. That's how I refer to them.
We see this week in and week out. A lot of high school games, college games, where you're scheduling these teams. And, you know, I get it. You know, it's good for morale. You know, everybody's having fun out there if you're dominating. You know, everybody gets some highlights here, pad your stats a little bit. But at some point, what are you really gaining out of a game like that? When a team is that bad or you're that superior, should you be playing that team? And you know, I can look at both sides of that. You know, do you want to put your team out there? You're clearly inferior. You're going to get embarrassed. And I know that the coach for the other team, for Grambling State, probably says, well, what are we supposed to do? Well, I guess don't schedule them would be where I would start with something like that. But, hey, congratulations. You humiliated them by 140 points. All right, we'll take a break. Got our play of the day coming up next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Oh my God.
The play, of the day.
Turn it left, I got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
I get the ball up in time. Clark for the win! Yeah! Oh! She does it time and time again! The 40 piece! And walks off with the W!
That's courtesy of Peacock. Caitlin Clark did it again. Buzzer beater. Iowa beats Michigan State. That's 40 points, 10 career games of 40 or more, breaking a tie with Missouri State's Jackie Stiles for the most by any Division I player in the last 25 years. They had to review it. They saw that the game clock had not expired by the time that she released the ball from probably around 35 feet away. Plus, you can hear the net. You know what? When you're playing defense on somebody and they make a shot, you can make a shot and you don't feel too bad somebody made a shot. But when they make a shot and you go, you hear that net go zip, and then you go, oh boy, they really made that shot. That's your play of the day brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Full lineup of Pirelli tires available there, special offers. Also, mobile tire installation, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The sound of the net in that sounded like she hit a golf ball.
It was very, very, very sharp.
Yeah, it was super sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had like a ting.
Yeah. Are you able to cue that up, Marvin?
Yeah, let me see if I can find where we are.
Yeah. I just love hearing that. There's a couple of sounds in sports.
Right? She just hit a driver.
It does sound like she's hitting a golf ball, but they put the microphone right under the basket, and then you hear that. Whew. I always loved it when if you shot from the corner and then you made it and the net went up on the rim and then they had to have the guy get the broom out or something, come over there and take it down. I love that.
You couldn't make a shot any better than that.
No.
If the net got stuck, you're like, I drained it.
Yeah, get that down. I'll be back. You know, don't go too far with your broom. I'm going to be back down here. Caitlin Clark, face of the sport, men and women. You know, if I said three most famous college basketball player, men's college basketball players, you're going to get one, Zach Edey at Purdue. Now, not a household name, but he was player of the year at Purdue. And when he walks in the room, you know that he plays basketball. He's like 7'3". Do you have any other men's basketball players that come to mind? Paulie?
I only know Armando Bacot of North Carolina because he's been there 15 years.
Okay.
But he is not.
Actually not true, no, but close to it.
13 years.
Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
Because of his dad, Bronny James.
Okay. Good job. Anybody else?
We'll be here for a while.
Kyle Filipkowski of Duke.
Yeah.
And that guy from the University of
Household names is the tough part.
Yeah.
Because like Marvin could sit here and run through the UConn lineup, but it's like, I don't know how many people are really that aware of Donovan Clingan. You know what I mean? Like,
it's where if I say to somebody and they aren't a fan of that team, and if they know somebody on that team, then you go, okay, that person has some household recognition. But, you know, college basketball, it's got some issues here. I know we look at college football, but then college football is big revenue, and you know, they're still trying to figure it out. With college basketball, it's the men's game is nondescript. Now, who are you tuning in? Now, it used to be that you would tune in to watch Mike Krzyzewski and Jim Boeheim last night. They're not there. Loses its magic. A lot of these coaches, you will tune in to see Rick Pitino. It's not a great sport if you're tuning in to see a coach. It's just not. That's not a great product. Man, look at Rick Pitino coach. You want to see some players and you go, okay. Now, granted, they're only there for a year. But, you know, Zion certainly made an impact. I don't know how many players. But, you know, Caitlin Clark has been there. And she has played in big games. Plus, she's doing something that nobody else has ever done. You know, Steph Curry has done this. And, you know, was a big influence on Caitlin Clark. But style does matter. That's where you get that recognition, where you're not doing a local State Farm commercial. You're doing a national State Farm commercial. And Caitlin Clark, it's weird to go from college basketball, where she's never been more famous, might not be any more famous than she is now, and then you go to the WNBA, and then she'll probably disappear for a lot of fans, a lot of sports fans. Yes, Marvin.
Pete Maravich, was he more famous in college than in the NBA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Although when he got to the NBA, because, you know, it was different trying to watch a game. There'd be an SEC game of the week. And I remember watching LSU against Kentucky, and Maravich had, you know, 50-something, and Kentucky won because Kentucky was always better. You wanted to have a tune-in factor. You couldn't find the games back then. Now Pete Maravich, if he was averaging 44 a game, he would be on every night, those games. So it was different. And then he got into the NBA, and he had long hair, and he did a hairspray commercial that was kind of famous. But, you know, I watched Maravich in the NBA just because I loved watching his game, but he kind of disappeared when he went to Atlanta. And then the Jazz go to Utah. Then all of a sudden, you know, late in his career, he ends up with the Celtics. Yes, Marv.
Same thing with Christian Laettner, maybe?
Yeah. Laettner, more famous in college. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. But there were a lot of guys like that. Rick Mount, who played at Purdue, was famous in college. But then got to the NBA and I think drafted by the Pacers and, you know, didn't amount to much. But there are a lot of guys who can't shed that college legacy. And shed might be not be the right word, but, you know, sometimes you can't escape what you once were. Yes, Marv.
The crazy thing is Patrick Ewing, he's a Hall of Famer, like NBA all-time great. But people will say, Georgetown, remember when Ewing was there?
Yeah.
They might use him for Georgetown as much as they will the New York Knicks.
Ewing, it felt like, was more famous in college than he was in the NBA. Ralph Sampson, more famous in college than he was in the NBA. And, you know, Patrick Ewing is a Hall of Fame player just on his NBA career. But Georgetown, that was a big impact. That was a big impact on sports. But, you know, he's staying 4 years. You got John Thompson as they, like, that was just a whole different world. We'll never go back to that version of college basketball. Coming up, we check in on the Carolina Panthers. I said they should keep the owner, David Tepper, away from the team. Give him a timeout instead of fining him.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.